That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, good morning. And ain't it a lovely morning? It's your old pal, your other boy, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to the Real Ass Podcast. Louis J. Gomez is out on assignment. We love you, buddy. Wishing nothing
field.
But happiness. Speaking of the field, we got some great guests today.
Oh boy.
I'm for sure in the house. The mayor, maybe in the field.
Our field correspondent. Thank you guys for being here. My co-host for the day is one of my absolute favorites. Lamar Lee is here.
Hello, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you for being here. We got two wonderful guests. We got Sydney Gant.
What's up? House correspondent coming in.
And Chloe LeBranche.
Bon matin. Yeah, what up?
Did I kind of get that?
Yeah, no. I was just thinking of how you say good morning in French, and I killed it.
Oh, awesome. This is going to be a very
fun bonjour?
That's hello.
It also just means good day, by the way.
Bonjour?
Yeah.
Got a bunch of killers.
This is going to be a very fun day. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's knock plugs out the fucking door. Sydney, what do you want people to check out?
You'll follow me on at Sydney Gant on everything. Also, check out Two Jack Bros podcast, Laugh Yourself to a Higher Consciousness. We enlighten comedians on there. It's a pretty good time. Also, Stoner Dads, which is taking the world by storm. Check out Stoner Dads. And, I'll be on a show tonight at Fergie's Pub in Philly.
Hey.
If you want to come see me do the best stand-up comedy you've ever seen in your life.
Fuck yeah, Chloe.
I'll be at the Stand all weekend and just there a lot because that's like the only club I'm at. But we love it there. And, I started my podcast again. I talk about it, doing it a lot, but I'm actually doing it. And I launched my Patreon, just Chloe LeBranche. Follow me on Instagram at Chloe LeBranche. And,
Thank you very much. Lamar.
Yes, please. At Lamar Lee on all the socials and stuff. And then Panties in the Mouth podcast. We just did a Dungeons and Dragons episode. And that's going to be up on the Patreon. You got to give it a... For someone who likes professional wrestling, dude, come on.
That's fair.
come on. Okay, yeah. That's all.
I love that.
Panties in the Mouth, Patreon, yeah.
Guys, check out all these guys' shows. They're all super, super funny and very, very talented. Follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. This August the 27th, myself and Chris Vega will be in Rochester, New York. Please come out. We accidentally booked a weekend in between Jim Norton and Doug Stanhope, and we really feel like a bunch of assholes. Please come out. Don't make me cry into a garbage plate. Let me laugh into one. All right, guys. Big news today.
Uh-oh.
I think it's the talk of the town.
Chris D'Elia's nose job.
Dane Cook, engaged.
To a child bride.
She's a woman now.
To a 23-year-old woman.
Hot.
He's 51.
Hot.
They've been together a long time.
He's the best he'll ever look, and she's the best she'll ever look.
Yeah.
Now,
that's perfect time.
I say good for him. Pull it now. He's had so much work done. He looks like in the Michael Keaton Batman when Jack Nicholson had the people makeup over the Joker makeup.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Val Kilmer in the Batman.
Yeah.
That was my favorite Batman.
He looks filled with fluids.
That was a lie.
What's your favorite Batman quote?
My favorite Batman is Dark Knight Rises, obviously.
Okay.
Because, you know, I think, you know, Patrick Bateman, that's just what I like to call him.
Yeah.
But he's the best Batman.
I'll take it.
Because he's the hottest. But I think Val Kilmer's was a great Batman, too.
I'll take it.
Okay, thank you.
Patrick Bateman was Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Patrick Bateman?
Christian Bale.
He was Patrick Bateman, American Psycho.
Okay.
So I got to talk about this Dane Cook thing because I got to just derailed. The amount of white knighting I am watching these pussy boy comedians do acting like this isn't awesome.
It's the best thing I've heard all day.
You, Chloe, you're allowed to have your opinion because you're a chick. What you're is, not trying to get
whoa,
laid.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What is white knighting? Have can opinions you, in my that presence. Term just means that...
They're trying to be they're making a show of how progressive they are.
Progressive by marrying a very young woman?
No. The people complaining are white knighting.
Are there a lot of people complaining?
Oh, I've been watching just these absolute fucking putrid pussy boys that have to have a fun. Oh, how long they've been together. This is gross and disgusting. He's a famous person and he picked a child. He waited till she was 23.
She was 19.
Go fuck yourself.
She was 19 when they were dating and stuff.
18.
You know, there's nothing wrong
I
with
don't
that.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's Dane Cook. He does comedy for children, and he landed one.
Yeah, that sounds like, it was his demographic, and then he fucked his demographic. It sounds about right.
Yeah, what do you do comedy like that for unless it's to meet college-age women?
And he did that it legally.
True. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. And if you're a dude fucking, that's gross, go fuck your mother. Is that age appropriate enough for you? You fucking cunt.
Also, too, if you're trying to
go fuck your grandma. Dig her up if she's dead.
If you're trying to accuse Dane Cook of grooming, can we at least admit that he's good as fuck at it?
Yeah.
He's nailed hot.
Grooming, I know that one.
He crushed her.
she's a babe. She could work on her brows.
Dude, if he groomed her. Dane, that hook
looks,
me up.
That looks like a young Dane Cook. He looks
great.
Yeah.
I the amount of fucking dudes. This is putrid. This is vile. He should be investigated. Fuck you.
You know who are some of the worst people in America? The open micers at the moment.
Yeah.
I went to an open mic last night because I'm a piece of shit. My career's going nowhere and. That's for therapy. And I went, and they're horrible people. It's a group of men right now that are incels, and comedy's, it's the younger generation of comedy's pretty.
What do you mean they're incels?
They just sit around, I think, at home.
Means, trust me.
That's what I mean.
Why'd you ask the question?
I just want to know what she means.
I think that they
the
just sit around at home and they hate women, and they have this open mic group of boys, and me and my friend went a female comic because we did a show, and then the mic was after at the same place. And we went on stage and we had done these jokes at the show and they like did great. And then we did the mic and they were just like, ew. Oh. And then the guy went up right after and he goes, so I shit my pants yesterday. And everyone's like, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, that's my open.
Not to tell you anything, that just sounds like New York comedy to me.
Yeah.
No, but it
also,
was just
they're open micers. I mean, I'm a professional comedian who goes on podcasts and hate women. You know what I mean?
But it was so
nobody in a room.
Just for people listening, in case they don't know, would you explain what an incels are?
Incels are, aren't
incels,
they?
Where one third of black men are. Go ahead.
Aren't they just guys who sit at home and play video games and hate women?
If there's a black incel, we don't count him as black.
Aren't they guys who
no, incels.
Who are aren't they men who are waiting at home who are waiting for their fathers to die so they can come out of the closet?
No. They're involuntary celibates, dudes who just have a hard time getting some puss.
Oh, okay. That's all.
Yeah, no black guy has ever had a hard time getting pussy.
No. They just make fatter white women.
I plead the fifth.
Exactly. Well, for
every black guy that can't get laid, there's a girl that looks like me out there who's going to pay his cell phone bill.
And let him drive her fucking Toyota Prius.
Hey, Zach Ena, can you give me a PS5?
Dude, I knew a girl. First of all, you want to talk about a fat name. I knew a girl that everyone called Putty.
Mm. Ooh.
And she dated, she was like probably in her mid-20s.
Slapping her gut.
Going to college. And she only dated old black dude. Like,
wait, well, you know, you already know it's a problem.
I'm talking 40s and 50s.
Yeah, when you said that she was named Putty, nobody was like, why?
Yeah.
Oh my, you slapped the gut.
Yeah, you go.
I dated a guy when I was like really into my alcoholism. I had a better relationship with my alcohol than him, you know? And he used to grab my chubby and he used to go away. When we'd be like laying in bed, and I'd be like, okay, this feels toxic.
Did it work? Did you get fit?
Yeah, look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like a cryo, I think.
I think that's just
a cryo in the corner?
Not yet. This is the shake. This is my epilepsy. Yeah.
And I knew I was dating a girl that she lived with, and her and all these old black dudes, they would shit together.
What? Take poops?
They would go, one would shit and the other would smoke Newports, and then they would switch. Mm.
It's kind of like a human centipede type of thing.
How you cover the smell.
Yeah, that was what they said. They said one would smoke so that the house wouldn't stink like poop.
Yeah.
But she had a big Range Rover.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but in the black community, shitting is like yawning. Like if somebody starts yawning, you have to yawn too?
I didn't know that.
That's a good joke.
Man, you ever see somebody go doo doo, then you got to doo doo.
That's so funny.
Every time I see somebody shit.
You can tell how some black
house. Because does it upset you?
Well, you ever notice, like, if you go to a black person's house and you ask to shit, they always say no? It's because they don't want to have to also shit.
Well, every time you have to shit, do you ask? Or do you just casually shit? And then you're just like, I made a and then you start looking for stuff in the bathroom to cover it up, like, frantically. And you're just like, what can I use? In
Newports.
Yeah. And then you just smoke a cigarette. Yeah.
Really quick. That should really be the tagline on Newports. Yeah. Cover up that doo-doo.
Did you know in a pack of Newports, there's this thing that you can rip open that so you can use it as a cigarette holder? So after you light a Newport, you can keep the cigarette in it.
And yeah, every pack black of Newports. People are cool as fuck.
I mean, that's cool.
That's exactly.
The last time I went to rehab, I started smoking Newports and I liked it. And that's why I realized this is my last fucking rehab. Because I ran a cigarette.
You realize rehab is gay.
That's when I was just like, hell yeah. Use that word casually. That's sick. Dude.
What, gay? Not casually. That was passionately. I don't use any word casually.
You ever notice you could tell how black somebody is by like how they say shit, you know? If there's trouble. Shit, there's doo-doo. There's dookie, and then the blackest is boo-boo. If you say boo-boo, you're black as hell.
You call poop a boo-boo?
If you call it a boo-boo, you're blacker than shit.
So you go to a guy's or anyone's house, you go, hey, can I make a boo-boo?
And they're like, oh, shit.
No, actually, you say, can I use the bathroom? And they'll go, what do you got to do?
I'd be like, oh, I'm trying to join ISIS. I got to make a call.
I only know boo-boo from the show Jailbirds.
Yeah.
Because they would flood the toilets as like a protest.
Yeah.
And there's, man, there's boo boo all over the floor.
Yeah. I say defecate, so.
Oh. Okay.
This guy's high class.
Yeah, I'm high class.
He's upper crust.
Yeah, I went to college.
You ever see the movie Daddy Daycare?
Of course.
And you know when the little kid goes in the bathroom and he shits everywhere and Steve Martin goes in, or I don't know if it's Steve Martin, he looks around, he's like, and then he just like looks at the ceiling and he's like, how the fuck did that kid get hit on the ceiling?
That's Dumber and Dumber-er. That's Dumber and Dumber-er.
And that's Daddy Daycare, but maybe it's in both.
I don't think there's F-bombs in Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, well, he probably isn't cursed, but I think that's what emotionally like he's doing that.
How dare you lie to Zach?
Well, I do have a lying problem. I'm a pathological liar. It's a transfer effect from my issues with my father.
Is that the truth?
It could not be.
This is tough.
Yeah, what was your father alive?
It's tough.
No, it's an issue. We don't know.
What does a transfer effect mean?
It's just something that I got from it. Like it's an issue that I just transferred from it.
But maybe
I don't know.
Just
I could
liar,
be making
though?
This up.
Yeah, you could just be a liar.
She could be trying it out.
Yeah.
You're not going to goof.
Were
me
you
with
the kind of
lies?
Kid that would make up stories?
For attention. Okay. From my father.
Okay.
That was a lie.
No, that's not accurate.
No,
I'm trying to read into
it. It's from therapy. I learned it.
Was this your...
I go to therapy
like
a lot. I've been going to therapy since I was like 4. Mm. Because I didn't... As a child, I didn't understand
death. How old
are you
now?
33. I didn't understand...
Do the math.
That's 29. Do you still go?
Yeah, when I feel like it. But sometimes I meet a therapist who's a hack.
Yeah.
Well, because I've been my the whole thing is we're gonna die.
Like they have
you
a
know?
Notebook. Like,
No, they hand you like the DSM, and they're like, if you have 9 out of these 7 yeah. symptoms, you have this. And yeah. I'm just
Chloe,
like, and then
what
I'll
is
be
the
like,
deal with airline food?
They stopped serving it. Yeah. they used to just hand it out, and it was so fucking good. And
peanuts.
Then they stopped.
Yeah, but it's, like, but it's, isn't the hackness of therapy that like all your problems stem from your mom and your dad?
Well, that's kind of like a Freud take of it all.
Okay. So you're a Freudian?
That was like, I'm not a Freudian at all. Now I'm into Stoicism.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, nice.
That's
Marcus
my
Aurelius?
New thing.
You fuck with Marcus Aurelius?
I think he's great. The book Meditations
you
by Marcus Aurelius.
You mean the last good emperor? Are you
but
kidding?
Now I'm reading Man Searches for Meaning. You know that book about the Holocaust survivor? That by Victor
Eli
Frankl?
Eli Wiesel?
No, Victor Frankl.
I don't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it, Chloe.
Yeah,
it's about this
pussy?
Guy who was in the Holocaust, yeah. And he says there's a difference between like the you can either have like a how or a why, and he talks about how like people in the Holocaust, he would see a guy who was there, and he would see the one guy smoking a cigarette who had given up, and he would say, oh, that guy's not gonna live. And there's a difference between like a why and a how. So he had a why about why he was going to survive.
Wait, these were in camp.
I think that was it because I just started. Yeah, people in the
not just like in that time period.
No, he was in
he was
in
like
camp.
In the Holocaust.
Yeah. Yeah, Chloe, this book's all good and all, but like, how's the pussy in the Holocaust?
Dude, they got a lot of pussy.
Well,
in the Holocaust.
I don't know if you're into skinny girls.
Yeah. Me and Sandy talked about this on the road today.
It's about stoicism, which is just like, so he had a reason that he wanted to get out. So he was like, he wanted to share, like, so his why was like, I want to get out because I want to see my wife again. I want to go share this to people that like, you know, like still like bad things can happen to good people. But like, I want to share to people that like, I have a reason that I'm going to get out. Same way. Like we have a reason, like we love to do comedy and we love to do this. And there
Speak
are some people
yourself.
That are out there that don't have any purpose and that sucks for them.
Mm.
But anyways, that's stoicism
but
kind of.
Some wireless people out there.
Yeah. Do you think he just needed a reason so he could survive?
Yeah. And then there are some people who just sat on their bed being like, I'm never going to make it, and smoking cigarettes. And you'd look at them and be like, kind of sucks for
Dude,
you,
we
bro.
Talked about those people that eat themselves to death.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
They're going to Holocaust themselves to death.
Anyways, it's a cool book. Actually, J.J. Lieberman told me to read it.
Okay, cool.
Who's that?
They're binging on Holocaust.
He's a bit of a rascal.
He's definitely a rap.
By the way, too, they got a lot of pussy in the Holocaust, and it was a big deal because they didn't want them fucking each other because they didn't want them having any joy at all.
Well, it's kind of like maybe like when you're on the deathbed, you're already in bed, so you might as well.
Also, they didn't want them making
like,
any more.
You know how like the nursing homes, everyone's fucking each other.
Yeah.
They're like, we're all gonna die.
That's why there's a huge problem with STDs in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Nobody wears a bag. It's like, what am I gonna get this fucking dusty bitch pregnant?
Or like,
the same thing was happening in the Holocaust.
Really?
Because so what they would do is like on their different.
Yeah, the abortions are free anyway.
Yeah. Dude, they would have like people looking out. Like they would specifically have like, hey, can you four look out for us real quick? We're going to go in this corner and fuck real quick.
Would you say that's a blue state?
The Holocaust?
Would you just do the vote pretty Democrat?
Yeah. Yes. Would you say that, the old person homes are a blue state?
Yeah, definitely.
Hospice is a blue state.
Holocaust, skinny Holocaust sex must sound like wind chimes.
Oh my
God. Those are the bitches. Those are the chicks that Lamar is into. When we were coming
you
up
like
here,
really skinny girls. With,
he wants skinny girl with skinny girls with like real skinny arms but big titties.
What do you like?
Women.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything with a hole.
Consent.
You're like a heartbeat.
With consent real heavy.
That's right.
Do you think immaculate conception was consent? I've been working on a bit that the woke people are going to heaven and fuck and like getting mad at God. They're getting in there and they're like, "Well, was it God?
How old was she?
Was it consent?"
She was.
They're like immaculate conception. And the Gen Zers who are in there for like suicide packs are like, "Well, God, I don't know." And he's like, "Nobody fucked her." And he was like, "Well, she was like, well, did Mary even want to get pregnant?"
To be honest,
like,
Mary had to be like 12.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, isn't that how that works in the Bible? Isn't everybody either way younger or way older than you think they're going to be?
But I feel like once you get pregnant at 12, you're like a woman. You should just be having regular sex.
Dude, you don't hear shit about that. Dane Cook marries a 23 year old, and everybody's up in arms.
Yeah, what if she got a baby?
Do you think
Mary's
be
just
at the...
wearing Cookie Monster pajama pants.
But without my cookies, I'm just a monster. Like my favorite meme. Who do you think would be at the modern day Last Supper?
No.
Modern day Last Supper.
Yeah, Kanye, I think Kanye, Steve Jobs.
That was my first guy.
He's dead.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it's like in heaven.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, because the they're all like dead. I think Steve Jobs is up there at VG. He's
like, yeah. So are you saying good people or important people?
Just important people, because not everyone's good.
Kobe Bryant's there. Steve Jobs is not there.
I think everyone who's dead is still up. Steve Jobs, because he's got to control the internet.
Steve Jobs is a piece of shit.
You can be a piece of shit and still be up there.
No, you
Judas was in there. Judas was at the in the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
You're sure Kobe's in heaven?
Dude.
He's not good at staying in the air. Because, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, I think so, because I think the good guys need good entertainment still. Okay. So that's why some bad people are in heaven, like Avicii, man. I think he was...
Who the fuck is Avicii?
The singer. He's a DJ. The ultimate bro. The DJ. Yeah.
If I haven't heard of him, he can't be in the fucking picture.
That's no, fair. He's can't be every. In the picture. You ever done Molly, MDMA?
I've never done Molly.
Then that's why you don't know Avicii.
So you're trying to exclude me for not being cool enough?
Yeah, right now.
Now I can't help decide who's in the Last Supper.
I never read the Bible. I'm just asking you guys advice for a bit I'm working on.
Read the Bible. Yeah. You might like it. It might help pretty.
Have you read the Bible?
It's insane.
I used to read parts of the Bible at church because I wasn't listening to the sermon. So I would flip through the Bible and look for the sex parts.
It's a good book.
It's not a good book.
I heard it's a dope book, but I don't like how it's written.
Yeah. We used to read it every year.
I don't like how the Bible's written.
Yeah, too many columns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in columns.
Yeah, we used to read it every year in Sunday school.
I don't like it. It reminds you of column. Tyrell.
Finish it by the end of the year.
Tyrell.
Dude, there's a part of the Bible. I don't remember the passages because I'm not gay, but there's a part of the book, right, that literally says some people are put on earth just to have shitty stuff happen to them, and that's that. And they might not even go to heaven.
As a reference?
Dude, that's a Job story. That's basically Job's story.
Yeah, he's like, dude, so it's going to...
Job?
No. Yeah. There's Job. Another, there's
from,
another story where...
From Arrested Development?
It's no.
But, yeah.
There's more...
It's trippy. It's a fucked up book.
There's like Job. There's the one guy who was like, God... Why don't you get down here and wrestle me? And then God like was like, all right, pussy, I'm up, having a bad day anyway.
I like, came down this yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, Jacob.
Macho Man Randy Jesus. Yeah.
I'm going to take your legs today, Jacob. And he put him in a wheelchair. Yeah,
so at my last rehab, I was just at in Jacksonville. My friend.
Brag.
Jacksonville, Duval County.
Intercontinental, over here.
They sell merch at like every fucking store down the street.
I thought you were going to say they sold merch at your rehab.
Oh, yeah, right. And they did when I went to it, like a different one that was sick. I'm banned from every franchise.
How many?
Promises Malibu. Every fucking franchise.
Isn't that
Promises.
The fancy one?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Why'd you get banned?
Oh my God!
But you can still fuck with Bahama Mamas.
I don't know what that means. I wish I did.
She can't fuck with Bahama Mamas. That's a problem.
Oh, Bahama
rehab.
Mamas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think they might have Malibu in them.
Yeah.
Malibute.
Malibu.
That's my.
I want to know so bad why you're banned, but you don't have to tell us if you.
Oh, I'm banned for Xanax. I'm banned for cocaine. I'm banned for nitrous. I'm banned for having sex.
Now we're talking about running away.
I'm banned for breaking into an SAE frat house.
Yes.
I'm banned for. I'm banned for a lot of shit.
You get the real ass
dude
drop.
You're banned for not.
You're banned for living my best life. He's a real ass
dude. I'm a girl. But anyways, moving on. From my Philly's friend,
he's a real ass dude. Real ass dude of the week. Chloe
Girls LeBron. Have three holes.
Whoa. Do tell.
They do. That was a guy's pickup line to me once at a bar.
Girls have three holes?
He's like, what's up? Just so you know, girls have three holes.
Did it
and
work?
And I was like, this guy's so smart.
I think that's not only...
I was like, he must be part of that whole Yale thing.
I gotta write this down.
And that's not true.
It's not true.
Yeah, they do.
No, nostrils?
No, for sex reasons. Vagina, butthole.
I have three holes for sex reasons.
You know
reasons.
What I just quoted?
Go ahead.
American Psycho. Oh, he's part of that whole Yale thing.
You love American Psycho.
I didn't pick up on that.
American Psycho. Okay?
Why? It's such a good movie.
Christian Bale stinks. Patrick Bateman sucks. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, dude, where do you draw your nerd lines? I'm trying to figure that out. Because like when you said Dungeons and Dragons, Zach almost smacked you, and you were like, come on, man, you watch wrestling. But it's like,
yeah, you LARPing motherfucker. I thought you'd be in better shape for all your LARPing.
Yeah, Lamar.
Excuse me.
Lamar.
Yeah.
Where do you draw your nerd? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Lamar.
Nerd shit, don't you?
I don't fuck with fantasy. I don't like fantasy. Oh, Dungeons and Dragons.
You don't fuck with whimsy?
Yeah, well,
fantasy isn't whimsy.
Maybe you should play real football.
I don't like. I'd crush you right now, dude. I'd office linebacker you. Boom, oh, okay. Terry Toon.
Me, I know I'd crush you because I'm beast mode. Marshawn Lynch.
I'll play quarterback. Chloe, you have to defend.
Back to my merch.
Yeah. Poof. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what's the best is when you're on the team, I heard, and you are play the roles of the quarterback and the running back.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're that good.
That's a shitty team.
Well, who's that athlete?
Cordell Stewart.
the one who's so good that he's like the running back and the quarterback.
Nobody.
That's not
the reason anybody plays both those positions.
Anyways, they sold all this merch in Jacksonville because it's Duval County and everyone just wears stuff that says Duval as fuck.
Yeah. Little Duval.
It's like that. It's just that ghetto. And everyone's from like Polk County, the meth capital.
No, what's the little
Polk
Duval
City
song?
Bitch. Polk City bitch. And then in dabbing, I learned for the handshake, when you do dab, you go dab, dab, dab. You go dab, dab, trigger finger. See, I showed up with a gun to rehab by accident.
Whoa, no you didn't.
Okay.
Why did you wait for this to go somewhere? That wasn't an accident. That was not an accident.
I've been waiting for this to go somewhere.
I forgot. No.
Where was the gun?
He buried it.
This is the lie part.
In group.
This is your lie.
No, this is serious. It wasn't me.
The accident?
There's no. How are you going to get a gun in fucking rehab?
By accident.
How?
No, he didn't bring it in. He showed up with it, and then he left and buried it. His name, he's my favorite. He's Frank. He had a thing for me, and he's pretty hot.
Where did he bury it?
In the, I don't know, he won't tell us, but he said it was a 9 or so.
You know you're kind of hard to follow sometimes, yeah. Right?
I'm on a lot of meds for my seizures, so it makes it hard for everyone, including myself.
Okay.
Anyway, so Frank, we're in group, and he's like, my dad told me I didn't need to go to rehab because my grandfather was
an
Iwo Jima, so I don't have trauma.
Can't.
He was like, I was like, Dad, he's like, why are you here? I was like, you know, trauma. And my dad was like, your grandfather was in Iwo Jima. You're fine. You know?
Can I say this? Frank sounds like a hot retard.
That's what my dad said to me. And so I come into group and I was like, I don't even need to be here. Like, I haven't been through shit. My grandfather was in Iwo Jima and he's fine.
You know? You stole grandfather valor?
And then so then Frank goes,
who's completely lost right now?
I'm only noticing the little nugget.
She's talking about bearing guns.
So then Frank raises his hand and he goes, now that we're talking about war stuff, I got something that's really been bothering me. And he goes, Miss Stephanie, who's like our group therapist, and she's like, okay, Frank. And he goes, on the way here, I realized that I had my gun on me. So what I did was I pulled over and I buried it. But I buried it real good. Everyone following? And he goes, I wrapped it in a sweater and then a bag and I buried it. And I'm starting to get like a lot of anxiety that someone's going to dig that gun up and say like shoot up a school.
Did you dig it up?
No. He goes, and shoot up a school, but the gun's in my name, so I'm going to get in trouble. And she's like, okay. And he goes, so I'm wondering if maybe at lunch, you and me dig up the gun, Miss Stephanie, and we put it in a safe at your house. And she's just like,
is there a boo drop? You guys need a boo.
And you know, I thought that was hilarious. And she's just like, I'm going to have to go to the higher ups on this one, Frank.
I have no idea how we got there, but I'm glad you shared that.
That's just what happens at rehab in Duval County.
That's for your therapist.
I'm following. Dude, if she was like some sort of like leader, I think I'd be in your cult.
I think it was hilarious at first.
No, it was very entertaining. Yeah. I just don't understand how we got there.
Because we're talking about how ghetto Duval County was.
Were we?
I don't think we were.
I was talking about merch. Whatever, I'll just go, I don't know.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to go marry Frank after this.
You sick? I'm not criticizing you. I just want to know how we got here.
Because I was talking about Duval County merch. And how it's Duval County as fuck.
Yeah, and Frank's gun.
So we got a video, guys.
Yeah, she went to rehab.
That's what's up, nigga.
Hey, guys, real quick. I just want to tell you, I don't know if you know this or not, it's smooth ball sack summer. That's right. This summer, you got to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with our friends at Manscaped, the leader in below-the-belt grooming. Guys, Manscaped is just the best. They sent us some Manscaped products, and I have to tell you, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the coolest, okay? It's got an LED light on it, it works in the shower, and there's no nicks, no cuts, and this thing, the battery lasts absolutely forever. I think I've charged mine like once in the last year. They also have the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and even a travel bag to hold all your goodies. You got to take this thing out with you. Give something special to the person that sees your nuts and trim up with Manscaped. So you're going to get 20% off and free shipping if you use our code REALASS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code REALASS. Guys, it's smooth sack summer. Keep your boys nice and smooth and cool in the heat. And hey, next time you shave your balls, think about me and Lewis. All right, let's get back into the show. Parents are now going after Chuck E. Cheese for racial discrimination against black children.
What?
Good lead.
Dum, dum, dum.
Tell us about it, Shannon.
So, I mean, I'm just going
to... No more jumping on the skee-ball games? Is that what it is?
I'm going to show you the video. It's very similar to...
Why did one fall off and bump his head? Go ahead, Shannon.
It's very similar to what was happening at Sesame Place, but I'll show you the video, then we can talk about it.
Frank's gun is going to be there.
You can't really see in those suits.
No, you can't.
Have you worn one?
I have. I wore just the head.
Yeah. She has her hands up for a high five and he's ignoring her.
And he can't
quote,
see.
Quote, unquote, yeah. That's it. There's going to show it again.
Yeah.
That's being a racial discrimination. Well, because if
the Sesame Place thing, they're going to sue them. So they're trying to, and this is their way of like setting up, if they can sue Sesame Place, it sets precedent for those people to be able to sue Chuck E. Cheese's.
That's crazy.
Dude, it also sets precedent that like white people have to say hi to black people. There is no choice. Yeah. You have to all learn the head nod.
Yeah, white people have to go from looking down to being like, oh, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you here. Hello, yeah, hello, hello.
Please don't sue me.
You need to learn to wave and cross the street at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a new way white people are going to be startled by black people.
Yeah.
So, oh, I'm sorry, hi.
Salutations.
Yeah.
That's also like, you know, when
can
you,
I say it yet?
You know when you go to like a different city morning, and you have to be nice to everyone because you're not New York.
Yeah,
like when you go to like the South or anywhere, and
you
like
don't have to be,
well,
right?
No, 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 but everyone thinks you're an asshole because you're like, you don't say hi to strangers, you don't smile at people, and then like when I was in the South for a few months, I started being nice to strangers and being like, oh, good morning, ma'am, and then when I came back to New York, I was on the subway and I smiled at like a child, and the mother was like, thought I was going to like rape the kid.
Yeah, people don't. I come from a small town where everybody says hi to each other. And when strangers pop in and you say hi to them and they don't say hi to you, you're just like, well, I guess she's on her period.
Well,
you
know, no, like, but
you
like,
come up with a reason.
Yeah.
Because you assume they're nice, but they're just not into it today.
But in New York, if you start saying hi to strangers, people think you're creepy.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. And
it's
then
a reflex.
If you say hi to like someone's child in New York, they're just like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
After I say hi and they look at me, I'm like, all right, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Fuck you.
You say fuck you to babies.
When we to people. We were walking here, Lemaire made like a cute gesture towards a lady with her dog, and she just walked through us. She didn't even like look at us and be like, ew. She just like we didn't even exist.
What do you do, Zach? You talk to random people's kids?
I can't look like this. Dude, the other day, me and Lewis were going to a gig, and I met him over at his son's school, and Lewis called me. He's like, hey, I'm running late, I need you to go tell James I'm gonna be late. And I'm like, I can't walk into, like, I look like sentient ice cream that came back to eat children.
Yeah,
you going to James school, James, Lewis is gonna be late.
It's me, your daddy's your dad's
gonna
friend.
Be a while.
and James
he's gonna be real late, so it's just me and you.
And James is like, no, I know him. And they're like, we know he made you say that at somewhere else.
I can't look like this and then like approach a child.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
Yeah, that's my dad's friend. It shouldn't be.
No.
It should not be
my dad's special friend.
But I do want to say that we said the same thing about Sesame Street. So I've been the Easter Bunny and I've been Elmo for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably not the best idea, but you can't see anything. That's why usually those people have a handler or like somebody directing them.
Because
like if you look at Disney, they always have like a helper.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's just some poor fuck. And by the way, we don't know the race of the person in that mouse costume.
Also, but the Sesame Street thing is a little bit of a false flag, because what you can't see in the video, there's a woman standing behind those kids trying to get the mascot to hold her baby, and that's against company policy.
Yeah.
So when he's waving off, he's waving her off. Like, I can't hold your baby.
You know what I mean? I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also,
false flag.
It was Dane Cook in the costume.
If you're going to be racist, Chuck E. Cheese is where it's going
to
come out.
Worst place to. Dude,
where was
no black parent is watching their kid in Chuck E. Cheese. Dude, it's a war zone.
New Jersey.
They're playing dice.
Yeah. Dude, no, they're fucking climbing on the skee ball machine and like just dropping the ball in the 1,000 thing.
Yeah, to you're get also going to get AIDS from touching that costume.
That's not, that is not. Not untrue. True.
Yeah, why would Monkey they? Why would the mom want the kids to be touched? Why would the mom want their the baby to be held by?
I remember being a kid and knowing Chuck E. Cheese was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, you get like you're touching hypodermic needles in the ball pits at McDonald's
and
as
boo-boo.
A child and boo boo.
Lots of boo boo in that ball pit.
Lots of boo boo.
You know, I'm not. I know this is a comedy podcast. And I don't want to get serious or anything. But one of my uncles, he had HIV, and we had like a nurse come over and explain all the ways you can't get AIDS. And she specifically said you cannot get them from mascot suits. I don't want to spread misinformation. I'm just saying. I just want that to be known.
Did you ever hear Mike DiStefano's story? So you know who Mike DiStefano was? He's a comic who passed away a few years ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Do you know who he is?
I don't.
He was on.
I've heard his name before.
They did like a sober comedy special. It was Voss, Norton, him, and Bobby. And he closed. He was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
He was filthy. And he had HIV. So he would also speak places. And he didn't talk about it on stage. People didn't know he had it until he was gone.
Yeah.
But he would do speaking engagements. And he would talk about it. And he'd be like, the parents ask dumber questions than the kids. And he said one time he's talking and they're at a school and one of the parents goes, can you get AIDS from a dentist?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, if he fucks you in the ass without a condom.
Oh, nice.
And then she goes, well, can you get AIDS from a bloody doorknob? And he goes, what kind of fucking life do you have that a bloody doorknob is a regular occurrence? And yes, you can if you bend over and shove it up your ass repeatedly.
Yeah. Dude, I remember when that nurse was over giving her talk and everything.
Her eat stuff.
Yeah, at one point I went into the kitchen. And I was like, let me just clean up these dishes and everything. Because I had questions that nobody was asking. So I had to leave the room.
You're like, oh.
And like the only question I had was like if he poked himself with a fork in his mouth. And I used that fork later and poked myself in the mouth. Could I get it? And it was just a legitimate question. I was young. I was a fast eater.
How old were you?
And I just, dude, I think I was like 14.
Okay. Yeah.
And like I was watching, and I had to, like, nobody was asking the question. And I was just holding a sudsy fork for like 30 minutes. Just like, somebody asked this question. And I ended up getting kicked out of the house because of him. Because like, he was like.
When the AIDS guy?
Yeah, when he first came back, he was trying to get
his
everybody.
Uncle? His uncle?
Yeah, yeah uncle.
I'm sorry.
The
uncle
AIDS,
AIDS.
The AIDS guy?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what we called him then. Yeah. Not before. I mean, that would have been insane.
Before that, it was Uncle Faggot Heroin Addict.
Yeah, it was Uncle Larry. R.I.P. Uncle Larry. Like, yeah, his famous story is when he...
my Uncle Larry. Yeah. Gonna be everybody.
Yeah, but he would fuck with like... Turkey Hill iced tea and ice cream. Mm. And he would like try to make people go get it for him. And it had to be from this specific Turkey Hill. And it was like out of the way. So it was like it was a bike ride.
Yeah.
And one day I just got fed up with it. I didn't want to do it. And he asked me to do it. And I was like, no. And then he like homosexually flipped out on me. It was, dude, it was like, dude, the hips were flying everywhere, dog.
Oh, he went Uncle Larry.
Oh, he went Uncle Larry.
Yeah, he went, you say he went full blown?
He went full blown. He went full blown.
You never go full retail.
You snapped him back, dude. You snapped him back to the day. He was like, not today.
Yeah, you did. You did, and then he died of pneumonia. So.
Yep. Oh, it was the pneumonia that got him.
Yeah.
So Bernie Mac.
Yeah, no, that's that's the Hollywood sniffles. When you die of pneumonia surrounded by family and loved ones.
The Hollywood sniffles.
I wasn't
new for you every day, Zach.
That's how Prince died. Mm. Pneumonia.
Is it?
No. He
don't
overdosed.
Don't care. Prince overdosed. About.
And Ivana. And Ivana.
Yeah, she got. She got fell. She fell.
She got fell.
She fell. I was going to say she got pushed, but she fell.
No, I thought she got killed by Trump.
No.
Clinton and Obama. They all did it together.
The triumvirate.
Yeah. Michelle. It was Michelle. When, it was Michelle, Bill Clinton, and Trump all together, the three of them.
When kids came over.
We don't
over,
know why.
Were you like, this is my Uncle Larry?
He's got HIV. No, I wouldn't let people come over.
Okay.
It was like, yeah. I did too much. It was too much
the
to
turkey?
Explain. I was already living with my grandma, which was already something to explain. Mm-hmm.
So
you know
funny.
What I mean?
Be like, this is my Uncle Larry. Don't sit where he sits.
Yeah.
don't sit there.
On a cock?
They're just forks in the chairs sitting up. There are forks everywhere.
Dude, when I was living with my grandma, I had my Uncle Larry, my Uncle Rory, and my Aunt Kelly, three people over 30 living at that house, not paying rent.
Where'd you go when you had to leave?
What do you mean? When I got kicked out?
Yeah.
I went to go live with my dad.
Oh.
How was that?
Bro,
it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
dad's a pretty cool when you're 14.
But my dad, he's an alcoholic. He stayed in his room the whole entire time, so I mostly hung out with my stepmom.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Did you bring the forks with you? Where you're like, I'm out of here.
That's the sad kind of alcoholism where you just drink in your room. That's the sad one.
But it, dude, but it's,
not the fun,
it's very,
not the fun
it's very
alcoholism.
Misleading, though. Because my dad is like a fucking
all,
anime character.
It all feels
character.
Pretty sad.
What do you mean your dad's an anime character?
Because he's jacked as fuck.
Oh.
Like, my dad is an ancient man, and he still looks like a character from the movie 300.
Yeah.
So he would, like, come in, like, just like this dark shadow would follow him, like, up to his room, and like, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
He'd just have a six-pack, though, like, 30.
No, it's like, my dad has, like, an eight-pack, like, a full-on, like, biscuits, you know? Yeah. I admire my alcoholic dad. I don't know.
There's
I don't know if you can tell.
There's nothing wrong with that, dude. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, my bipolar mother, not so much.
That's probably what drove him to drinking.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
That's Granny's awesome. Dying wish, giant penis on her tombstone. Ladies.
Oh, I saw that.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so this grandmother, she was 99 when she passed away in June of 2021. So her she's a great grandmother. She had a singular request for her grave, a 5.5 foot tall, nearly 600 pound penis statue. And, so her name was Katerina Ordunia Perez. Her family erected the monument in recognition of her love and joy for her life. But the story behind it is apparently the word for, I guess, like cock in Spanish is vergas. It's Mexican slang and it has multiple meanings. It could mean go screw yourself. It could mean cock or you ain't worth shit. But the third way that you ain't worth shit is like calling somebody cool. And so the reason why she wanted this penis her meaning behind it was that you shouldn't give up when problems arise. You need to face them head on. And so they made her dream come true. Here's one picture of the giant.
I mean, she's dead. She can't dream.
That's clearly a person that didn't have a dick her whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't say.
Does that double as a seat?
Yeah,
that's my Uncle Larry's chair.
That's Uncle Larry's chair. You know, you gotta stay out of Larry's chair when he's home.
They drain the blood from the balls,
and that's on her grave, or is it just?
Yeah, no, it's on her grave. It's on top of that shit. I seen it.
Wait, let me find a different picture. Hold on one sec.
Yeah,
here we go.
It's like a mausoleum.
There it is.
Wow,
it looks like it's on a mausoleum.
And the cemetery is cool with it.
I guess so. There's nothing about them fighting it in the article.
That's a modest penis, by the way. It's like a big statue, but a modest penis.
Yeah. Listen, it's like somebody
some
took
of us
theirs.
Think it's very impressive.
Somebody took their penis and was like, look, she doesn't need a big one. She can just have a regular. It's going to be big no matter what.
She's not that flashy.
But like proportionate to death, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's average size.
I bet if it was much longer, it would be harder to keep structurally.
Yeah, it would wave in the wind.
Yeah, like skyscrapers.
Yeah. Can we just give a
like
shout out?
Inflatable wacky man.
Yeah.
Inflatable wacky thin dick.
Can we give a shout out to all the women out there that are like into average size penises?
Hell yeah.
Y'all are real heroes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out. Are you comfortable with that?
Well, you know, sometimes it's just all about their personality and their drug of choice.
Sick.
Masculine.
Weed and hard to deal with.
What about I do a lot of
Is this like
Tylenol.
A dating show now?
Tylenol. I take Tylenol and you know, I'm pretty chill.
Mushrooms?
Uncle Larry.
Nothing hard.
Uncle Larry.
Yeah. No, Tylenol is Lemaire's aunt.
hey, anything can get you fucked up if you do enough of it.
Yeah.
Learn that the easy way.
All right, guys, let's take a second real quick to talk about one of my favorite sponsors here on the Real Ass Podcast, Zippix. Guys, do you smoke? You gotta stop, all right? Your fingers smell, your breath smells, your hair smells, your clothes smell, your car smells, your room smells. Zippix is absolutely the coolest. They are toothpicks that have nicotine. They come in 6 awesome flavors, including one that tastes just like cloves and one that's got a little whiskey thing going on. And you can use toothpicks anywhere, at the movies, on an airplane, anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. So there's no smell, no smoke, and no hiding cigarette butts. And they cost a ton less than cigarettes. So head on over to ZippixToothpicks.com. That's Z-I-P-P-I-X toothpicks.com. And use our promo code ASS10, ASS10, to get 10% off your order today. That's ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code ASS10. Let's get back into the show. All right, what else are we talking about today? Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh? Ooh,
we'll have female main character for first time in series history.
Love this.
In GTA 5, they had 3 characters as the main characters. In this one, they're just going to... I don't think they're just going to have one, you know?
Yeah.
Because they set up a system where they... You can like rotate or whatever.
Why can't you just create a character like
in GTA? Yeah,
they don't have like a create a character suite.
They have a GTA Online where you create a character and you play online, but there's no story mode. But
that's good. They should just have it be you create a person and it doesn't matter.
It's because it's still like a narrative based game. Like throughout the game, they still have a story.
Can you still kill hookers? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah, you got to.
What's the deal here?
Hookers.
Yeah. Yes, it's. I guess everything is the same. It's just this is the first playable female character. This is what she looks like.
Oh, like not me.
No, that's not her.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's from GTA 5. That's one of the loading screens.
The first woman protagonist. And it came up in this article about it.
That was some Rain Man nerd shit, though.
No, yeah, this game, that one might be it. They're all showing that might be the it. The top one might be it, but that's from GTA 5.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it says GTA 6.
But that's from GTA 5.
Oh, we don't trust the Daily Star anyway.
Lemaire, your autism is impressive.
No, it is. It's Grand Theft Auto, it's a 10-year-old game.
But, dude, it was like...
Yeah, it is a game that's been out for a decade that they've just released over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust Grand Theft Auto right now because they burned me hard.
How?
With the re-release of Vice City.
Yeah.
$60. And it was the mobile version redone for Switch.
Yeah.
So it has Game Boy graphics. It stinks.
What? You know, one thing they did with that game, I looked into that a lot. They fixed it. They instead of like having to go with all the models and stuff, they did grab the Game Boy version, which is the worst version. And then they used AI so they can up-res all the models. So that's another reason why it looks shit.
What game should I start playing? I need to get like into a video game for my... Stop! It'll help me with my non-drinking.
Play right, Fortnite.
What's the easiest one for?
Dude, is there a Holocaust game where you get to like rise to the, you know, the top of the dictatorship?
That's called Risk.
Yeah, okay, you could play Civilization.
Yeah,
Civilization.
What? Like, that you would want be something story based or something silly?
I don't know. What's the easy? And what's your system? Should I play on
Fortnite?
Switch. I like Switch.
I want to know if I can do it.
And I think I have a game for you.
Like a Holocaust.
Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
Very very simple. It's like
I don't want to do that animal thing. I want to do something cool. Like I love war. I love war. I like when people get murdered.
Okay, then maybe something else.
Man,
Fall Guys is silly.
I like guns. I like.
Would you guys play a Holocaust game? Where you got the ride?
You get to choose your side.
I used to like GoldenEye, and I used to like that.
Well, probably Fortnite.
Star Fox.
GoldenEye is pretty much a Holocaust.
Do you remember
game.
Star Fox?
Yeah.
Sorry to change something.
No, you're good.
But yeah.
Chloe, PS4. They're pretty cheap right now. And then download Fortnite. It's free.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, if you like shooting, that's probably the best one.
And you can make money easily doing this.
Just
stuff,
twitching.
Right?
It's not easy.
Yeah, you're pretty. You can sit and play games.
Well, I think it's just kind of lame. Cool,
what?
It's kind of lame, but
yeah, I do too. But
you make money.
Dude, it's literally everything that we can do as comedians to make money is actually pretty lame if you think about it.
But it's great.
I don't want to watch another adult play video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to watch.
I do.
What?
I watch it all the. I do even before. Like Ninja. I love watching people play video games.
Yeah.
It's sick.
I don't want to see them play. I just want to see the screen, though. I don't want to hear that. I don't care about the person.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Tim Butterly's Twitch stream?
No.
It's good.
Like, I take it back. I like watching Brendan Sagalo get scared of games.
See? There's some people you want them on
all
screen.
All horror stuff.
Like, yeah. Oh, cool.
That like, and he gets scared easy. I enjoy that.
What do you play?
I play wrestling.
Oh.
2K22, you playing the GM mode?
No, I just play the regular matches.
Okay. GM mode is
I play that. Mode? I play this. It's Fall Guys is like, basically you're like a little amorphous bean type thing, and it's obstacle courses.
Oh, cool.
And you start with 60 people, and one person wins at the end.
What about horses? Do they have horses, like horse racing?
Red Dead Redemption 2. They got a good...
Yeah, that's like a Western.
A feature about that game is the horse balls. Like, they talked about the balls down in that game for like so long. They like the balls, like they shrink with the weather and they like ray, like, you know, they're like,
they're balls.
Yeah, but they're balls in a video game now, like diary. The detail.
Oh, nice. You have a diary.
Of course, I got to write this in my diary.
Pitch me the Holocaust game.
Okay, it's called 6 Million Casualties, right? You're playing with your friends and you all have like an area and you're the winner is whoever can get to 6 million casualties first.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can't just like mass kill people, you have to convince people. To kill people as well. So you have to like...
You have to be charismatic.
Yeah, and you have to like... You build charismatic points as you like do little missions and you earn a little more charisma.
So it's like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
But with death. You should literally write this game.
It's a good game, right?
You should make
What's it. 6 million casualties.
He's making up.
You're making it up.
I'm making it up. Dude, I think about Holocaust. I mean, I would never want to do it today with these gas prices. But you know what I'm saying?
Expensive. Like, you're going to need $6 million.
You're going to need more than $6 million. That's probably a part of the game also, is keep making sure you can have the money to keep the...
Yeah, you have to keep your economy going. Yeah.
You got to make sure, again, as you're killing these people, you got to make sure you get their money before. Because if you don't get their money before you kill them, that money is lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, there's a lot of layers to this.
Yeah, you should write this. Don't make it about the Holocaust, but like, you know, but make it like, it'll be crazy. Oh, dude, there's a game that's been canceled. It's called 6 Days in Fallujah.
Fallujah? What the fuck is that?
That was where the Iraq war was supposed to happen and stuff.
Yeah, forgotten country, dog. Yeah. Send me there. Give me two guns.
Yep. Yeah.
Until I run out of bullets. I won't make it worth it.
Yeah. Dude, they canceled that game because of the stuff like that. They're like, it's too fucking real.
Okay. I this is going to be a weird transition. When I was a kid, my friend had a game. Have you ever heard of ethnic cleansing?
I would like to.
Can you guys YouTube the video game Ethnic Cleansing?
Is this by Uwe Boll?
No, it was...
It's a video game.
It was by a record company. It was by like a white supremacist record company.
Ooh, the Klan.
And see if there's any clips online.
Oh my God. This is something fun to have in your search history.
Check Odyssey.
Oh my God.
Oh, this looks like Counter-Strike.
I know. I heard of that.
So,
like, was that a dude that he just shot of a different ethnicity?
Yeah, so.
Gotta kill the gangsters. Oh, damn, reggae dude. Man.
I'd probably wipe out an island. You know what I mean?
Like, so,
I think it's just
this
one
is the game.
Type.
This is so fucked.
And so, I don't know if we can hear it, but all those characters make ape noises. And then the boss level is when you get underground to the hidden bank. Full of Hasids.
And his shirt says N I G Z.
Niggs. Oh my God.
His shirt says Niggs.
Damn, dude.
How's the racist live chat feeling about this? Yeah, they're like, where do we download? Ethnic cleansing.
Oh no, this game's going to chart because of me.
Yeah. Oh God. This podcast is going to really blow up.
Oops a daisy.
New top 10 Steam downloads.
What is that? What is that thing, the missing thing, fully said?
I think it's supposed to be that there's like a race war going on.
Yeah, I wish we could see what it really said more.
Pardon me, Shannon?
It said something about white children missing.
Look at the Jew posters.
Oh my God, the Ari Shaffir poster. Yeah.
Missing.
A future for white children missing.
This is a less
white children is
version.
Missing.
Yeah,
oh
this
my
is a less
God.
Elegant version of my game. You know what I mean? Like in my game, you wouldn't see any of this. You'd receive the results.
Yeah, you would just hear the ape noises.
I think you and I should go to therapy together.
I'd go to therapy with you. That sounds fun.
Oh, so you're picking him?
You could come too.
I don't know.
You
got to
pick one of us. You can't show up with two black dudes to therapy.
They'll immediately know your problems.
Yeah.
Oh, dad's dead.
Did you text my mom or my dad on the last podcast? My mom.
You talked to this person? Talked to your mom?
No. The last time with Lewis, we texted my mom.
Oh. Is your mom hot? You seem like you have a hot mom.
Super.
Yeah. You have super, hot super mom hot. Energy.
Don't get disappointed.
You don't
sorry.
Like that your
I love my mom. She was a model.
Oh.
It was her. She was a runway model for her job.
So hot.
She was a Ford model. And she just
the car?
No, it's a modeling agency. You wouldn't know. That was rude, actually. You wouldn't know. Boys don't know this stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We got another story. Gunman charged with attempted murder after dispute over cold fries at McDonald's.
Stay black. By the way, correct. I knew about Ford modeling. I always know where broken hot chicks are at all times.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Sounds like an escort
the
website.
80s.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Sounds like an escort website. Didn't mean to say that about your mom. Shannon?
Yeah, I always know where broken hot chicks are, like the Gas Digital producer booth.
Shannon?
Oh, he called you guys hot.
You know, what's the story, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so this happened in Brooklyn at a McDonald's during the day on Fulton Street. And so there was a woman that went into the McDonald's, and she's FaceTiming with her son, who is Michael Morgan. He's 20 years old. This is in Bed-Stuy. And so they are talking on the phone, and then he observes that she has a heated conversation with one of the workers about the fries being cold. When the guy sees his mother getting into an argument with the workers, he runs in there. The altercation starts inside, goes outside, and then he shot them. In this video, you can see some of the blood and stuff.
With the gun. Yeah. He unburied the gun.
Damn.
He unburied the gun.
Frank's back. Yeah.
Frank is back. Frank.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Ironically, in the hood, cold fries are called nigs.
Really?
No. They are not.
Is he breathing?
Yeah, at this time, I don't believe he's dead.
Yeah, it looks like he's...
Holy shit.
He's dead, though?
I don't know, because he's being charged with attempted murder, so he's currently still alive.
He's got a bad shot.
Damn.
Do McDonald's in the
That
hood?
Looks like... That's a lot of ketchup.
Yeah. He's like laying on the ground mumbling, get my money back. And the fucking fries, get my money back.
The ketchup, she's like... It's attempted murder.
That guy's kind of healthy because that blood was really red. It was like a good red for blood.
That was too red.
Yeah.
Do McDonald's in the hood sell single fries like Lucy's?
Yeah. That'd be single. Give me 10 cents for a fry. Yeah. Give me 10 cents for a fry.
So who's... I'm so sorry, Shannon.
It's okay.
They shot a worker?
Yes. Yes.
That was a worker on the ground?
Yes.
Yeah. He didn't have his uniform on.
They got one.
Hopefully he has Affleck.
Dude, like McDonald's workers? Like fighting a McDonald's worker or like trying to assault a McDonald's worker or any fast food, it's usually a recipe for disaster for the assaulter.
Yeah.
Because everyone behind the counter has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
It also says, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Shannon.
That the mother afterwards, they were interviewing her, and she basically is okay with her son's behavior.
Yeah,
and said, my son is just saying that he got to do what he got to do, and the victim came after him, and whatever happened, happened.
Black moms will hold you the fuck down, dude. Yeah. Unless they're a good one. And they'll leave you in jail to rot.
But here's the deal. Like, having a gun, period, in New York City is illegal. So so that's against the law, number one.
It was his woman. It was his girlfriend, by the way, that was charged with criminal possession of a weapon. It was her gun that he used.
Yeah, isn't that... That's what
illegal.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Fat white chick, right?
No. Isn't it like very typical when somebody gets a gun charge, they stick it on their check?
Yeah. No, the gun was owned. She probably bought the gun for him.
Oh, she owned the gun. Because
he couldn't buy it because he probably had a record.
Yeah, if he's shooting someone over fries, he's been to jail.
Yeah, for sure. You don't start there.
You don't start. Yeah. You don't start your crime spree at shooting someone in the neck over fries.
He has been previously.
Dude, that's when I ain't afraid to go back.
Yeah. So he's only 20 years old, and he has been previously arrested several times, including grand larceny in 2019 and assault and theft of service in 2018. He also has numerous sealed arrest cases.
Okay.
He ain't afraid to go. He snitched, number one.
Yeah,
and he ain't
sure.
afraid to go back.
Or it could be when he was a minor. Yeah. They could have sealed because he was a minor at the time.
I don't think legally black people can be minors. We get charged as an adult immediately.
In all fairness, cold McDonald's fries are awful.
They're bad. They're terrible.
McDonald's fries, you have about a 10-minute window where you got to eat them.
And they can't be reheated either. You cannot reconstitute a McDonald's fry. You can. It requires a process that nobody's willing to go through.
You got to refry them.
You can, like, you got to boil them a little bit and, like, do weird shit to them.
Isn't it something like you resalt them and then you put a paper towel over them?
You can do that.
In the microwave?
Yeah, yeah.
I put a cup of water in my microwave.
A wet paper towel, though. It's got to be, like, there needs to be some moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put a cup of water in my microwave and that does it. It, like, takes the moisture.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Shannon, read it to me.
It says the best way to reheat McDonald's fries is first microwave them covered with a damp paper towel for 10 seconds. Next, recrisp the fries by putting them in a 350-degree air fryer for 20 to 30 seconds. Alternatively, you can also use the broiler or a dry skillet to add the crisp back to the fries.
That's okay. A whole job.
It's a job, right? It's a task. It's like too many steps.
If that, then you might as well just cook.
Yeah.
If you have to do more than one thing, you might as well cook the meal.
Yeah.
You guys fuck the air fryer?
I don't have one, but like I fuck with the concept of it.
I fuck with my air fryer hard.
Yeah.
Best.
I don't have a microwave. I only use a toaster oven at home.
Mm. Look at you.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You don't want to give your kids microwave food?
I don't like, microwaves have terrified me my whole entire life. The idea of a radiation box in your house terrifies me.
Sounds like you and kitchens have a bad relationship. It's the forks, the microwaves.
Yeah, so are you implying I am a field correspondent? What are you trying to say? Because I am outdoorsy. Is that what you're
Yeah, I'd be in the fields. No. Yeah.
All right, let's do one more story. Before we get out of here.
I'm okay with physical contact, Chloe.
NYC cops hunt for fake hookup robbers. Woman lures men to Bronx hotels for sex before her accomplice ties up victims and steals their belongings at gunpoint.
Are they looking for her or to him?
Well, I think it's their team.
Yeah, Frank is all over the place.
So this woman was using Facebook to lure men to the hotels. And then once they got to the hotels, the guys would run in there, duct tape the victim and hold them at gunpoint to take whatever they have on them. NYPD they have a security camera footage of the three individuals, so they know who they are. They just don't have them yet.
Question. Is she luring them for
sex?
Consensual, mutual hooking up?
Love.
Or is she a hooker? Is she saying she's a hooker?
No,
because I have a feeling these guys are getting found in hotel rooms, duct taped, and they're like, yeah, she said she was going to have sex with me for free.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to say that they were looking at hookers on Facebook.
It's also John Deere.
Yeah, it's also funny to me that, like, they're duct taped to a bed. Guys come in with guns, rob them, leave. And I bet you for the next 10 minutes, they're probably like, is she going to come back and fuck me?
It does seem like a hooker situation, because it says, once both the woman and victim are inside the hotel room, the female instructs the male to take a shower. And while he's in the bathroom, she lets into the hotel room another female and a male. This is what they all look like.
Oh.
Who's the lure?
Yeah, I was saying, who's who?
Look at the guy in the bottom right.
Yeah.
I would take bottom left to be the lure if I had to pick.
Yeah.
Center, bottom, and bottom right are the only. Oh, it's the only man. It doesn't say which is which.
Okay. I'm going to take a wild guess on who the muscle is here.
Bottom right.
Top left.
Top right.
I'm thinking top right. Yeah. Top, the one who looks like she has her name tattooed on her titty in script.
I like that she's just making full eye contact to the camera. She's like, I know I'm bad.
That's where she pulls her gun from. She's like this.
Yeah.
She's like, get on the ground or get on the bed.
Dumb question.
That's her wallet. That's everything.
Is post-pandemic mask making it harder to identify criminals?
For sure. And pedophiles.
Well, they're the only ones wearing masks now. So it's a little easier.
Yeah.
When masks are illegal, only the criminals will wear masks.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's
on fire!
That was deep.
I'm going to guess
you
that
made
this
it
is a
to
hooker.
The Last
this
Supper.
Is a hooker situation.
Yeah. Is that a hooker situation? For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hooks.
Yeah. But I'm like, I'm the fucking retard that'd be like,
you are fucking.
Yeah, this hooker and her friends robbed me. You know? Like, I remember in college, I fucking was. I basically told on somebody for stealing my weed.
You got her.
And I told our RA,
fucking
I was like, this
snitch,
dude fucking stole my weed.
Yeah.
And he
you
did
spend
it
some
because
time
he thinks
prison.
I'm not going to say it because it was weed.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, but that dude stole.
Yeah.
You know, he stole.
Yeah.
But
he did it because he thought you were a pussy, dude.
Dude, once you spend some time in prison, you'll stop snitching.
Nah. Did you fight that guy?
Nah. It was like.
What happened?
Well, it was technically, some of the weed was his.
Okay.
So you stole weed from him?
No.
No, they were sharing.
The split. In the split, he took way too much.
Oh, being lame.
I was being lame?
Yeah. Okay. You gotta let that go, okay. I think.
Nuh-uh. He fucking...
Really?
How much more was it?
Dude, like little brother, big brother.
Nah.
It was like two for me, one for you.
But you went to the RA
and
you told him, why don't you just confront him personally and fight him or something?
Because, Chloe, I am a human that is capable of doing maximum damage to other humans.
You went to the RA? You should have...
I am doing the world a favor by snitching.
I would have confronted the guy who stole your weed. And then
look at these fucking guns. Do you want this confronting you?
If he said no, I would have fought him and probably lost. No.
Yeah, then he'll take the rest of your weed.
Yeah. Listen, I just wanted my weed back. I didn't want to get kicked out of college for fighting.
Yeah.
Isn't weed like, wouldn't the RA be like,
wouldn't you get kicked out of school for the weed?
I went to a liberal arts college.
Oh. Yeah.
That's even
later. I would have had to sit in front of like a council. That, like a
liberal
of my
arts
peers.
College, that's even worse than the weed thing.
Probably. I have the gayest degree in economics you can have.
I'm just fucking with
you. My economics degree comes with jazz hands.
There was a kid that used to, my freshman year, he used to sit in the courtyard of our dorm and play violin. I hated him.
Where did you guys both go? Which
I went to NYU.
I went to Lafayette College.
Oh, that's
and, I went to the Art Institute of Philadelphia.
I went to SMU and I went to SMU Southern Methodist University in Dallas. Yeah. They used to call it Snortmore.
That's
University.
Crazy. Like the three of us all went to pretty good schools.
Southern Millionaires University.
There was a kid that used to play violin.
Right? And now we're all just doing this.
Yes.
And my roommate Tim sold him.
Dude, we've achieved Lemaire's peak.
The kid would play violin every day. And my roommate Tim sold him a bag of shiitake mushrooms that he dried out on the radiator for $400.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And then he said that he was going to send people to beat us up.
Yeah.
So I just took our couch and put it in front of the front door facing it. And I sat in drag drinking for 3 days until they came for me. And I just went, who's
for you?
Until they came to beat it. And like just two regular dudes came. And I answered the door, hammered in full drag. And I think they both went, not worth it.
Yeah. This is just too much.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. Well, Lamar, I would walk away if I saw you doing that. Like,
yeah.
Well, my plan was...
Or I'd beat them and be like, this guy needs
A,
it.
They're going to freak out. B, if they beat me up, it's a hate crime.
Yeah, fair enough. Dude, I will say this. Maybe it's because I'm wired to never miss an opportunity to appreciate something cool. Like, no matter how small that coolness is. But I loved... Like the pussy quad, the quad hustlers, like that would be like playing guitar or violin on the quad or like doing some weird art on the quad.
Yeah.
Just to like have girls come up and give, I loved all those guys. Just
pussy hustlers?
Yeah. pussy hustlers.
At our quad, there was a drive that went around it, and they would, every time someone would get a new car, because everyone was so spoiled, they call it the campus crawl, and you just drive your car around the circle.
10 miles per hour, baby.
It was like the douchiest thing.
Like
people would sit around. People would be like, I got a Range Rover. And be like, people would drive around. And everyone would be like, it's so sick.
Yeah.
Kelsey, I love it.
I had such a weird college experience because we didn't have a campus.
Your campus is New York.
It's I didn't have a campus.
NYU
either.
Is so much money. Right? This is your, NYU is just like so rich.
No, it's not that bad when.
You're from the city?
When you're from a single-parent home and your mom is a waitress at the Olive Garden.
No, what I'm saying is the actual school is.
Too. Oh,
it's the campuses, it's like everywhere you walk is NYU.
Yeah. You used to get unlimited breadsticks and soup.
What?
You used to get unlimited soup and breadsticks?
No, that's the fucked up thing.
I would kill for the Olive Garden right now. I would get on that fucking escalator and sit on it. I'd sit down on it.
What?
At Times Square, Olive Garden has an escalator. I'd sit down on the escalator.
That's such Chloe, your brain works in such a way.
I love Olive Garden about this woman.
She goes,
you said unlimited breadsticks.
You said Olive Garden, and then she goes, yeah, escalators.
They have an escalator at the Olive Garden in Times Square.
I'll sit down on it.
I'm so tired, dude.
Yeah.
From walking to Times Square?
And no, I didn't get free anything. Fucking Olive Garden sucks.
Yeah.
My entire life, I thought my mom got free Olive Garden because she would bring it home so much.
Yeah.
She gets like 25% off. She's just lazy.
I would steal it.
For Christmas this year, my mom brought an Olive Garden lasagna. She passed three real Italian restaurants. I'm from fucking New Jersey. She passed three real Italian restaurants to pay for an Olive Garden lasagna.
They take too long.
Does she still work at Olive Garden?
Yes.
Zach.
And when I tell her it's garbage, she goes, Zachary, Indian people think it's very good.
Zach, one time at the Olive Garden, I think
are
this
we
woman.
To get openly mobile like the Indians or not? Yeah.
This woman totally broke like Olive Garden protocol the way that you're not supposed to say that, like anonymity in AA, the way you're not supposed to be like, though, this guy's in AA. So I was at the Olive Garden and I asked for this certain pasta and I was like, can I just get it without the shrimp? And the waitress goes, sorry, it all comes in the same bag. Ooh, she said that and I was like, you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah.
But this was like this was like 15 years ago.
Yes, it
and
was
then
garbage.
After it, she goes, fuck.
All right, we're going to end the show there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please check out these three very funny people. Check out Two Jack Bros, Panties in the Mouth, and The Clo Show.
Stoner Dads.
Really appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
And Stoner Dads. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love you very much, Lewis. Hope you're having a great week, my friend. And we'll see you on Friday on The Real Ass Podcast.
Bye, guys. Wrong one.
That's all, folks.